The governor vetoes House Bill 1720, mainly because of the two-year sunset offered for several agricultural tax credits in our state. These credits were part of what turned into a much larger measure. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handled this proposal in the upper chamber.
Last year, we worked hard on the bill. It didn't reach a full agreement, and to that point, I want to reiterate that all the members of the Ag Committee have worked hard on this project.
During Missouri Senate discussion on April 5th, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur told the bill handler she believes this legislation would have different implications for different parts of the state.
And it's now a retail, big, circle-shaped strip center, square-shaped strip center.
Both the extra and the annual veto session are slated to start on Wednesday, September 14th. While the extra session is only to consist of agricultural tax credits and cutting the state's income tax, lawmakers may choose to override any or all of the governor's vetoes of legislation from this year's regular legislative session. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.